Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Listeners, it's Friday, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 5th of March, 2021. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. But here's something our UK listeners can get excited about over the weekend. Finally, contactless payments, £100. And finally, the UK is increasing the limit for contactless card payments up to £100. And the reason for the increase, well, as you probably guessed, it all has to do with COVID. It also has a lot to do with the government hoping consumers will spend even more, you know, to stimulate the economy. And they're thinking by raising the limit to more than double than the previous amount, it might actually do that. Now, if you take a walk down memory lane, you might remember it went from £20 then to £30. That was way back in 2015. Ah, yeah, all 6 years ago. Then in March of last year, it went up to £45. So who knows, by the end of 2021, could we be looking at 200? Probably not, but hey, you never know. Well, in case you didn't know, hackers in China, yeah, they might have been looking in on your Microsoft Exchange software. That is, maybe they had been. At least now, Microsoft says, yeah, we've got that patched. Microsoft has rolled out its security update to fix the 4 zero-day flaws in Exchange server to stop those cyber attacks that exploited the vulnerabilities, particularly for a group of hackers from China. Apparently, they used these into the target's Exchange server, and of course, by doing that, they were able to browse companies' emails, calendar server, you know, so it could be accessed remotely. And finally, well, I've got some more Apple rumors, and this actually might be true. We've seen a few image leaks online of a possibly new Apple Pencil. This one looks to have a more glossy finish and a completely redesigned tip. Other than that, it looks pretty much like the current Pencil, and why wouldn't it? It's a Pencil. I don't know how you can drastically redesign a Pencil. As far as that glossy image looks, it's actually similar to the first generation Apple Pencil, or maybe even your AirPods. That should give you an idea. And as far as that tip goes, you might remember the first and second generation Apple Pencils are small, and the tips screw on. The updated model seems to have a considerably larger tip component. In fact, the screw point of the tip is actually much larger than the current Apple Pencil. Now, why Apple would have made a fat pencil, we have no idea yet. But we might find out sometime in July of this year. That is the rumor of the time of the unveiling of this new fat pencil. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. You hear me talk about our official website every single show. That is the home of the British Tech Network. You can find our tech blog over there and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, too. You can also give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Follow us on the Twitters at British Tech and be a part of our BTN family. We'd love for you to be. It's simple to do, too. Just key in britishtech.slack.com. That's the destination, and join in the fun, techie, geeky conversations today. The new show, yep, it's weekend time. We'll be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.